We're joined by Kevin Keeley of Ford Motor Company. Put on their own little show last night after the air show.
Yeah, between Mike Goulian, Kirby Chambliss, and a pair of Shelby GT500s complete with smoke systems.
And good brakes.
What a show that was last night. I get the feeling you guys got something up your sleeve.
We do. At 3:30 today, during the showcase, we're going to have the Mustangs Unleashed, the wheels versus wings demonstration. And so we have a new Mustang, the 2010 Mustang. So the Shelby GT500s are going to be out here. So Vaughn Gittin Jr. is one of our drivers, and I was able to ride with Vaughn last night. And he can't really talk to the other drivers because they're using the ground-to-air radios, and so they're so far apart that they need the ground-to-air so they can talk to Kirby and to Mike Goulian, but he couldn't talk to the other driver. So I volunteered to ride with him to use ground-to-ground to talk to the other driver.
There you go.
Nice.
And you're still smiling ear-to-ear.
Yeah, really. How fast did they get those Mustangs going yesterday?
He can go 160 miles an hour.
Wow.
On this shorter runway?
On this runway. Yeah, they're there. What they're doing is we have the cars and the planes will start next to each other. So Vaughn was starting down at the south end of the runway with Kirby next to him. And so then we have Doug at the other end with Mike Goulian. And so as they start, we hit a midpoint, and you'll see a little demonstration of, you know, some of the pyrotechnics that you guys are so good at here.
Oh.
As we start the performance, and then the planes will do a half Cuban as the cars come to the other end. And so we'll put the cars into like a bootleg turn.
We saw that.
Yeah, about 80 miles an hour. And then they start going back the other way, and we then are going to see who can get back to that midpoint, yeah, the cars or the planes.
Nice. Should be an interesting show.
Yeah. Yes.
Today and tomorrow at 3:30.
Okay, and then how do we sign up for a ride now?
Yeah, really.
I'll tell you what, there's going to be a bunch of pilots that fly in here next week wondering what all these crazy skid marks are from.
Yeah, and then they were cutting donuts. And
Yeah.
They were doing burnouts there. One guy had his foot so hard in the brake, you could see the sparks coming off the rear rotors. It was cool. I did enjoy that.
It must be nice when it's not your car.
Yeah, really.
Well, it is our car, yeah. But
that's okay. You apparently got permission.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Yeah, we're going through tires pretty quickly.
I would say so.
And brakes.
Tire. Listen, you've got another special Mustang here for the Young Eagles program.
Yes, we do.
I'm looking at this, the AVX10.
Yeah, it's called the Air Venture Experimental, and it's a 2010 Mustang. So that's where we came up with the AVX. And
nice.
We also have a nickname for it. It's the Dearborn Doll.
The Dearborn Doll. Yeah, there's the nose art on it.
I love the nose art.
Isn't that great?
That's great.
Yeah, we're going to have that included in the auction tomorrow night. And last year, with the Aviator that we had here, sold for $500,000 and raised a lot of money for the Young Eagles.
Oh, this is going to go the
Well,
same
there goes
price.
My $20 bid.
I'll tell you right now, you're going to sell this car for the same price. You're going to get $500,000 out of it.
It's a great-looking car, isn't it?
It is a beautiful-looking car. I love the yellow tips on the wheels there. Where is that?
In between the spokes.
Yeah, the 19-inch Shelby GT500 wheels in liquid silver with yellow propeller tips. I am so there.
Now, the one thing the picture doesn't do justice to, the silver on the car is actually designed to look like brushed aluminum.
It is. It's a satin silver with a matte finish. So that the whole car is really a tribute to the aircraft from World War II, and specifically the fighter planes, such as the P-51 Mustang, the namesake for the car. And when we were here last year with the Aviator, and the intent last year was to have the design a bit more like the F-22 Raptor. And so this year we thought, well, let's go the other way, and let's look at going back to some of the World War II aircraft. And so the yellow nose cone, the yellow wing on the back, the interior, we have a khaki insert in the seats as well as the door trim panels. We have a distressed bomber jacket-type leather for the seats. The gauges, we changed the speedometer to ground speed. We also have the EAA logo. We have the AVX10 logo inside the cluster. We've added some gauges to the top, a pyrometer, a fuel pressure gauge, and a boost gauge, because this car has a supercharger. And so for the pilot that buys this one, it's 550 horsepower and a handling package on it, and Shelby GT wheels, rear fascia. Everything about the car is unique to this. It is a one-of-a-kind. The AVX10 Dearborn Doll is trademarked through Ford Motor Company. It was designed by our engineers and design team, and the Jack Roush team helped put some of the car together for us. And then, as you say, the Dearborn Doll nose art on the front of it is what really makes this unique.
Now, I understand, too, the nav screen inside, when you turn it on, you actually get a picture of the nose art.
Yeah, you get. Yeah, you do. The Dearborn doll comes up on the car.
That's really something. And, of course, Jack Roush is also heavily involved with the Mustang airplane as well. He produces, from what I've heard, valve train parts for the Merlin engines right now as well. And, of course, Jack Roush also very heavily involved with the Ford Racing program in NASCAR. So I think this man knows a little something about horsepower.
Yes, he does indeed. And so Ford Racing provided a lot of the parts for us in terms of the supercharger and the handling package. And Jack and his team were able to pull all the car together for us. And so we really appreciate everything they've been able to do.
This is an instant collectible classic. I mean, this is the kind of car that...
lots of one-off.
It is. It's truly a one-of-a-kind. This is the only one that'll ever be made. The lucky dog that gets this thing is going to be sitting on a piece of memorabilia, not only from an aviation standpoint, but also from an automotive standpoint.
Yes. Yeah, that's the intent.
Do you find you have trouble getting engineers to work on the project?
It's really surprising that when we talk to the designers and the engineers about this, that you know, the 2010 Mustang is new, so they're busy launching the car. But no, we didn't have any trouble.
I didn't think so.
And so we had probably 20 different iterations in terms of drawings as we started going through it. And we had maybe 20 people involved in the project at one point. So we are very fortunate that the Ford team, they have a lot of pride in cars, especially things like the Mustang. This project was great for them to work on.
Well, I have to admit, seeing when they redesigned the Mustang, it came out with, I think, what people are calling the retro Mustang. I thought it was pretty cool. And for the 2010, it looks like you have done some substantial revisions to the design and still maintain that classic Mustang look. I think that's very cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of effort that went into it, and so we changed the shotgun height, so the cowl of the car is higher, the nose has come down some, the rear end has changed quite a bit in terms of our style, and it was actually the best research car in the history of Ford Motor Company.
Well, speaking as someone who co-owns a 67 Mustang, one owner, you got it right on this body style.
Yes. Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, likey.
It's gorgeous. And we'll be putting in our order for the knockoff duplicate bootleg copies.
Yeah, really. What are you guys going to do the EAA radio revision?
Oh, right.
Revision of
no,
this
that
car?
Would be an old Pinot, okay?
Yeah.
or an old Escort.
it would do something very, very. It would constantly be falling off the air. Leave a trail of smoke, and it's really wonderful because. In this day and age of car companies having all kinds of financial difficulties, that Ford is not only coming out with an automobile to support Young Eagles, but Ford is entering its second decade of sponsorship and involvement here with AirVenture. And I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, we are. And so we're in a different situation than the others, and I think people are familiar with that. And so in our hangar, at the Ford hangar, this year we have more vehicles that we're launching than in the history of the company. And so we really are trying to showcase those. So we have the new Taurus over here, the Taurus SHO, the Fusion Hybrid, the Milan, the Lincoln MKZ, the Transit Connect, the new Ford Fiesta, the World Car that's going to be here next summer for sale. We also have the Lincoln MKT, the Lincoln MKS EcoBoost. So from a production standpoint, we just have tons of vehicles for people to see that a lot of them they will not have seen before.
A lot of them I've never heard of.
A lot of them you've never heard of, yeah.
I guess we have to visit the tent.
I'll tell you one thing that always caught my eye was the commercial for the MKZ. It said, you don't need keys for a Starship. I thought that was... very cool.
Well, that's Kevin, one of the things you can see in this Mustang as well. We have a push-button start right in the middle of the registers.
There it is. Well, we've got Kevin Keeley here from our buddies, our pals, our best friends over at the Ford Motor Company. You got to swing by their hangar and take a look at the Ford products. And, of course, the AVX10 Mustang, the AirVenture Experimental 10.
Dearborn doll.
Gorgeous automobile, Dearborn doll. We're going to take a break. I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is Digital Dave. You're listening to EAA Radio.